High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, and Din's Country Meat.
And good evening, everyone, from Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. Once again, we have high school basketball for you here on KTNC. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers are on the road here taking on the Diller Odell Griffins. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls varsity game coming up in just 2 or 3 minutes here, followed by the boys varsity contest. We've already played a couple of JV games here. They played 2 quarters each in the girls game. The Fall City JV defeated Diller Odell 11-7. That was in 2 quarters, so Fall City got the win. In the boys JV game, we went to overtime. We played 2 quarters and then had to go to OT. Diller Odell ended up with the win over Fall City there. The final was 24-21. The Diller Odell boys winning the JV contest in overtime. Because of that overtime, we're running a little bit late here. This was scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. It's going to be closer to 6:30 before we get underway with this girls' varsity contest. I want to remind you, we also have Sacred Heart Irish basketball for you on the air tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is in Tarkio, Missouri tonight as the Sacred Heart Irish are taking on the East Atchison Wolves. East Atchison, as you may know, that's a combination of our friends at Tarkio and Fairfax. East Atchison, the Wolves, playing the Sacred Heart Irish. That's in Tarkio. John Nixon should be on the air right about now with that girls' varsity contest. Again, that's going on right now over on Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this girls' varsity game. First of all, for the Lady Griffins of Diller Odell, they'll go with Matt Meyerly. Meyerly is 5'10 and a senior. Lily Swanson. Swanson, a 5'8 sophomore. Mallory Denner. Denner, 5'8 and a senior. Rachel Stanishek. Stanishek is a 5'5 senior. And Miley Weirs. Weirs, a freshman. She's their point guard at 5'8. The Lady Griffins are coached by Coach John Moore, and he was honored just a few moments ago for picking up his 200th career coaching win here at Diller Odell. He now stands at 202 and 167 for his career, crossing the 200 win mark. For the Fall City Lady Tigers, it'll be Maddie Jones. She's a junior. Ava Armbruster, who's a sophomore. McKinley Scholl, also a sophomore. Ashley Kirkendall, a sophomore. And Reese McNeely is a junior to round out the starting five for the Fall City Tigers. They are coached by Coach Andy Armbruster. Again, we're in Odell, Nebraska, here in their new digs. They've only been in this building, I don't know what, 2 or 3 years now, I believe it's been, but a nice new gymnasium they build out here on the north side of the school, and a wonderful place for us to come and broadcast basketball game. We always appreciate the hospitality that we receive from Matt Mesker, the AD, and as well as the entire administration here at Diller Odell. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the tip-off after this 2-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Fall City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Dillardell High School. We just had the playing of our national anthem. We're now doing the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. We've just met the Fall City Tigers and now getting set to the home crowd comes to their feet here to introduce the Lady Griffins. Once again, those starters for Fall City will be Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, McKinley Scholl, Ashley Kirkendall, and Reese McNeely. And for the Lady Griffins, Matt Meyerly, Lily Swanson, Mallory Denner, Rachel Stanishek, and Miley Weirs. Matt Meyerly, the 5'10 senior at the post there, she's starting in this girls' varsity game. Matt will be joining me for the boys' broadcast, the second half of a doubleheader tonight. Matt is interested in broadcast journalism. She's a senior, going to be heading to UNL school next year. And because of her interest in journalism, she's going to be working the game with us, as she has done in the past, and does a fine job. So we're looking forward to having her join us for that second half of our doubleheader. Just completed the introductions now for the Griffins. Tigers broke their huddle from Coach Andy Armbruster and come out to center court ready to get underway. The first half of our doubleheader just about to tip off here at Dillard Odell High School. Don't forget, if you're looking for the Sacred Heart Irish, they're over on Sunny 101.3 playing in Tarkio, Missouri tonight at East Atchison. John Nixon has the call for you on the Irish games. Looks like stepping into the center circle will be Lily Swanson for Dillard Odell. She'll jump it up against McKinley Scholl for the Lady Tigers. The official looks to the scorer's table. Everything is set. He doesn't check with us. And here's the tip. And it's going to be controlled by the Griffins. Coming up with the basketball is Matt Meyerly. Gets it off to Weirs. That's Miley Weirs, the freshman point guard. She's guarded by Ava Armbruster in a man-to-man defense. On the right side goes to Denner. Mallory Denner gets down deep in the corner. Feeds it inside to Matt Meyerly. Matt Meyerly couldn't get into the paint. Back to the top of the key it comes to Weirs. Miley Weirs dribbles around Armbruster, pulls up free throw line, jump shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Reese McNeely. McNeely clears the outlet pass. Down court we come across the timeline on the dribble. Working over to the left elbow on the left side baseline. Kirkendall, they feed it inside the paint. Turnaround shot, Maddie Jones up off the rim, won't go, and the rebound comes down to Matt Meyerly. Meyerly to the left side. To Weirs. Weirs was looking on the baseline underneath the basket for Lily Swanson. Couldn't get it to her. The ball gets away and goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Fall City. Played nearly a minute here. No score thus far. 7-12 to play first quarter at Dillard-Odell. Fall City Tigers and the Dillard-Odell Griffins. Here come the Tigers to set the offense. Armbruster over to the left wing to Scholl. Scholl lobs it inside. Reese McNeely to the right elbow. Armbruster dribbles in. Little floater on the baseline right side. That's up and off. No good. The rebound brought down by Lily Swanson, but they say she stepped on the baseline, and that'll give the ball back to the Fall City Tigers. Scholl to inbound it. Right side baseline into McNeely. Up top to Maddie Jones at the top of the free throw circle. Around the horn, outside perimeter. With it is Armbruster. Weirs comes out, chases after her. Armbruster will be called for traveling. Miley Weirs there on the defense, forced that travel. And the turnover gives the ball back to the Lady Griffins. Weirs on the dribble across the timeline. Works at the top of the circle. Again, Armbruster covers her in the man-to-man defense. On the left wing, the pass comes over to Stanishek. Stanishek. Lob pass inside the paint. Turnaround shot. Swanson up and good. Lily Swanson with the first 2 points of the ball game. Dillard-Odell goes up 2-0 with 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Here's a fast cross court. Too tall over there. Not able to get up and reach it was Ashley Kirkendall. It goes out of bounds into the Dillard-Odell bench, and the Lady Griffins will get the basketball back. Weirs will push it up court. She crosses the midcourt line with the left-handed dribble between the rings, top of the circle, goes around Armbruster, driving lay-in. Weirs puts it up, doesn't get it, but she will be fouled and will put the freshman to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Now, the official's going to turn his back to us as he signals who the foul is on, so we'll have to wait until they post it on Ashley Kirkendall, her first personal team foul, number one. Weirs shooting two. The first one is up, rims around in and out of there. It was in the hole for a minute and then popped out. She'll have a second attempt coming. Miley Weirs is the leading scorer on this team. She's a 5'8 freshman. Second shot is up and good. So Weirs one out of two. And the Griffins go up 3-0. Full court pressure. Ball stolen away by Lily Swanson. Gives it to Weirs. Weirs with driving lane up and good. Swanson got the steal on the pressure on the inbound pass. Got it over to Weirs for an easy two. This time the Tigers break the press. They get it underneath the McNeely. Fast break. Oh, just short. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Ashley Kirkendall. McNeely was down there. Couldn't get it to drop. Kirkendall got the put back and the 2 points. It's 5-2. Griffin's up by three. Weirs has picked up her dribble. Flips the ball to the top of the circle to Mallory Denner. Denner comes back to Weirs with it. And Miley Weirs finds a pass to Denner. Swanson with a pick and roll. Big collision in the paint and a whistle and a foul. Swanson goes to the floor. The foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. On Ashley, that's going to be her second personal already. And we haven't even played 2.5 minutes here. 5:31 to go, first quarter. So Kirkendall will take a seat with two personals. Checking in to replace her comes Chase Nolde. Nolde has been a starter from time to time. She's the only senior on this roster. So Nolde is going to go out of bounds off the fingertips of McKinley Scholl and the Lady Griffins will get the basketball back. Inbounding the pass to toss it in backcourt is Mallory Denner. Comes back to Denner from Weirs and she'll set it up. Denner at the top of the circle to the left side of the lane. Flips it to the right side. Miley Weirs, long three, got it. Miley Weirs put that one up from about 3 or 4 feet outside the three-point arc. Timeout taken, Fall City, 5:13 to play first quarter. 8-2, Diller Odell up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Odell, Nebraska. The Diller Odell Lady Griffins have jumped out to a quick 8-2 lead on the Lady Tigers of Fall City. Miley Weirs, a freshman, already has 6 points here. We haven't even played 3 minutes. Full court press being applied by Diller Odell has created some issues for the Lady Tigers. A couple of turnovers resulting in baskets, and suddenly they're down by six. Full court press once again. Reese McNeely inbounds the pass. Cross court goes to Kirkendall into the middle. Back to McNeely. Dribbling around is Maddie Jones. Jones takes it in for driving layup. She couldn't get it, but she'll get fouled and will put Maddie Jones to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Miley Weirs. On Weirs, her first personal. Team foul number one on the Lady Griffins. Jones' free throw is up, hits the front of the rim and falls off to the right side. Won't go down. Another attempt coming. Sacred Heart is on the air over on Sunny 101.3 tonight at East Atchison. Second shot is up and off also. Jones comes up empty on two attempts. Weirs pushes the ball down court quickly for the Lady Griffins. Across court it goes, Matt Meyerly. Meyerly works to the right side of the free throw lane, picks up the dribble, goes into Lily Swanson. Swanson at the free throw line, hands to Weirs on a little give and go. Now Weirs to the top of the circle to Denner. That's Mallory Denner with the basketball. Denner guarded underneath by Scholl, has the ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of Denner, and the basketball will go back to the Lady Tigers. Fall City will inbound this against the press. Now here's Elise Poppy into the lineup. Poppy checks in and will replace Reese McNeely. Andy Armbruster, his second substitution of the night with Poppy in the ballgame. Elise Poppy in backcourt. Gives it back across court to the right side. Under the basket. Oh, looking for Nolde. Pass was thrown a little too long. Nolde couldn't get to it. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and yet another turnover for the Lady Tigers. They've had three turnovers here already. Two of those resulted in points going the other direction. 4:22 to play. First quarter, 8-2 your score. With the basketball is Miley Weirs for the Lady Griffins. So Lily Swanson for three from the top of the key. Off the back of the iron, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Scholl. McKinley Scholl, outlet pass to Poppy. Poppy pushes it down court into the baseline left side. Maddie Jones down deep, low post. Jones with the ball. Back to the top of the circle, around to Scholl on the outside, around the horn. To the right elbow, arm brewster. Now back to Poppy. Poppy goes in for a little floater, has the ball stripped away nicely. Nice defense by Mallory Denner to get the steal. Down court pass, Lily Swanson in traffic. Swanson couldn't get the shot up. Back up top, she comes with it to Matt Meyerly. Meyerly feeds it off to the top of the circle. Again to Miley Weirs. And Weirs, bounce pass to the corner left side, Denner for three, doesn't go, rebound, Poppy. Poppy, outlet pass, Armbruster, fast break to the right side, here comes Scholl for a little floater off the glass, in and out. Ball is tipped out to Armbruster, around the horn, Poppy. Poppy in the paint, driving floater, shot up, got it. Elise Poppy with her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 8-4. The lead is 4 for the Lady Griffins. 3:10 to play now in the first quarter here at Diller O'Dell. Miley Weirs up top to Lily Swanson at the free throw circle. Swanson decides to dribble back out between the rings and hand it back to Weirs. Now Weirs gets a pick set to the right side by Meyerly. In the paint, Lily Swanson, turnaround shot, Swanson. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go down. That one put up by Meyerly. She had an uncontested shot at the glass and couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Armbruster, big collision between Armbruster and Stanishek. I think Rachel Stanishek will be get tagged for the personal. On Rachel, it'll be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Lady Griffin. Substitutes in now for Diller O'Dell. Into the ballgame comes Bailey Vilda. Vilda checks in, as does Kiera Henneberg. Kiera just celebrated a birthday this past week. We saw that on Facebook. Henneberg in the ballgame now. Left side in the corner. Lob pass goes inside to Chase Nolde. She tries to go up with a shot and will be fouled. We'll put the senior at the line. Chase Nolde will be shooting 2 shots for the Tigers. Fall City 0-2 from the cherry stripe so far this evening. That foul was called on Lily Swanson, her first. First free throw is up and short off the front of the rim for Chase Nolde. That's Swanson's first personal, team foul number 3 on the Lady Griffins. Chase Nolde at the line for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim. Shot is up and good. She got 1 out of 2. Makes it 8-5 now. Timeout taken. Diller O'Dell with 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Ring fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at O'Dell, Nebraska. The Diller O'Dell Griffins up 8-5. We've played 5.5 minutes, 2:29 left to go here in the first quarter. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school sports. Inbound the pass to Miley Weirs for Diller O'Dell. She crosses the timeline into forecourt and puts it down into the corner to Henneberg. Back up top it comes to Weirs. Weirs with the dribble looking for Swanson in the paint. Now she pulls up for a three at the top of the circle. That's off, no good, but Weirs gets her own rebound. Takes it to the left side of the free throw lane. Passes down deep into the corner to Henneberg. Right side with it now is Vilda. No chance for Vilda to get to the basket. Lily Swanson gets the pass. Down deep, low post, right side of the basket. Inside of 2 minutes to play now here in the first quarter, 8-5. Diller O'Dell up by 3 in the girls' varsity game. Weirs goes between defenders, takes it in for a driving layup. It's up and off, no good. Partially blocked in there by Chase Nolde, I believe. Nolde comes down with a defensive rebound and gets the outlet pass to Armbruster, who will bring the ball up court for the Lady Tigers. Armbruster into the corner. Nolde under the basket. Tried to feed it inside the paint. Tried to get it into Maddie Jones. They try to come to Jones again. The ball is tipped away. It goes out of bounds. girls go into the big glass window here on the end. There's no padding like you normally see under the basket here at Del Rodel, just glass windows and metal frames. They are back quite a ways from the baseline, so you'd have to really be trying to run into them. The ball went out of bounds all for Fall City. Del Rodel will have the basketball as Weirs brings it up court with a minute 15 to play in the first quarter. A three-point lead for the Lady Griffins, 8-5. Weirs holds her dribble to the left side. Baseline, Kira Hinterberg. Hinterberg up top with it, comes to Weirs once again. Weirs behind the back dribble to the left side of the lane. Hinterberg, open look for three from the corner. Got it. Kira Hinterberg, our birthday girl from this past week, nails the three from the left side baseline in the corner. It's 11-5. The lead is 6. Tigers need a basket. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Down court with it. This is Armbruster. Collides with right side Weirs. Shot is up and off. No good. Put up by Elise Poppy. Off the glass. Rebound to Weirs. Weirs pushes all the way down herself. Again gives to Hinterberg in the corner. She hit the three just a moment ago. Now it's dribbled away from her and a reach-in foul. Is going to be called on the Tigers. It's going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her first team foul, number 3, on the Tigers. 27 seconds left to play in this first period. 11-5, a 6-point lead for Diller Odell. Lady Griffins with the basketball. Inbound the pass to Weir. She chases it down in backcourt. Crosses the timeline with 23 seconds to go in the period. Weirs takes it all the way in, tries to go for the floating layup and got fouled. She'll be at the line. Tell you, Miley Weirs takes the ball right into the teeth of the defense. She's only a freshman and she's a little gal. Miley Weirs only stands 5'8", but she isn't afraid to take it right at the big girls. The foul on Chase Nolte, her first team foul, number 4. Weirs at the line shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Miley has now hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, and she has 7 points in the ballgame. Here's her second free throw attempt. It's up and good also. Got them both. She's got 8, 3 out of 4 from the line, and the lead is 8 points, 13-5 with 15 seconds to go in the period. Tigers underneath. Maddie Jones, shot is up. Got it, and she fouled. Maddie Jones with a nice move to the basket right into 2 defenders. Muscled it up there and got it off the glass for the bucket and drew the personal foul. The foul is going to be on Mad Meyerly. On Meyerly, her first team foul, number 4. At the line, Jones, free throw is up, couldn't get it to fall. Free throw is off the mark. Down court quickly comes Dylan Odell. Weirs with a long 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound, Fall City, long shot at the buzzer. And after one quarter of play, the Dylan Odell Lady Griffins lead Fall City 13-7. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Odell, Nebraska, Del Rodel High School. After one quarter, the Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers 13-7 after one quarter. John Nixon is over in Park Hill, Missouri tonight with the Sacred Heart Irish. They're taking on East Atchison. That game on Sunny 101.3. We're back to live action here. A pass is stolen away by Weirs. Weirs behind the back dribble in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Miley Weirs came to play tonight. She's in double figures, has 10 points already in the ballgame. 15-7. Here's another ball tipped away. Grabbed up. Reese McNeely in the paint. Shot is up and good. Reese McNeely grabbed a loose basketball out of the air that was tipped, turned around, and banked it off the glass from inside the paint. McNeely's first 2 points makes it a 6-point contest, 15-9. This is Weirs handling the ball, looking for Meyerly. A cross-court pass to the far side. Gets it over to Mallory Denner. Denner gets a pick set there by Meyerly. Now the pass comes to Meyerly on the pick and roll. Into Denner. Denner, top of the circle, finds Henneberg with the basketball. Henneberg lost her dribble. She needs help now across to Denner with the pass. They run a little weave at the top of the key, and it ends up back in the hands of Miley Weirs. Weirs gets a pick set by Meyerly. Weirs for three. This one's off the mark, but the rebound comes down to the Lady Griffins. That is taken away by Reese McNeely. McNeely, outlet pass down court with it. Gives it to Kirkendall at the free throw line. Jump shot, Kirkendall up and off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Vilda. Vilda hands it out to Weirs, and she'll push it down court. Weirs, left side of the lane. Wants to go to Meyerly with it. She's covered closely by Maddie Jones. Left side, Henneberg. Oh, Henneberg just slipped pivot. So yeah, can't do that. That'll be traveling. Kiera had pivoted on one foot and pivoted on the other. She did it so effortlessly, almost got away with it. But the official detected something wasn't quite right there. Down to 6:19 to go in the first half. 15-9 if you're just tuning in. Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers. Fall City with the basketball. Elise Poppy puts it into McNeely, into the corner, open look left side, Scholl up and off, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Bailey Vilda. Long down court pass, oh, they were looking for Lily Swanson. Miley Weirs, that's one of those, she's a heck of a ball player, folks, but Miley still makes that occasional freshman mistake. That was one of them. That wasn't just a little bit overthrown, it was up in the third row of the bleachers. 5:55 to go here in the first half. Fall City's basketball in traffic. Maddie Jones steps on the baseline in the corner, and that'll turn it right back over. Turnovers have been an issue here for the Lady Tigers in the first half of this one. They've had numerous turnovers, and Dylan Riddell, for the most part, has taken advantage of those and turned those turnovers into points. Thus, they're up by 6, 15-9. 5:39 to go in the first half. Weirs, a cross-court pass to the far side to Mallory Denner. Denner puts it into Lily Swanson. Swanson with a turnaround shot that bounced three times on the rim. Wouldn't drop, and then the rebound brought down by Reese McNeely. Long down-court pass comes down to Scholl. Right side, they give it to Armbruster. Her shot is up. Off, no good. There's Chase Noldy back into the lineup. Also, Elise Poppy checking in. Maddie Jones and Reese McNeely will take a breather for Fall City. Clock shows 5:18 to play here at Odell in the first half. 15-9, Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers. Miley Weirs right wing. Across comes to Mad Meyerly with the pass. Meyerly with a bounce pass right back to Weirs. Weirs can't penetrate. She's double-teamed as she tried to go into the paint that time. Fall City's decided they're not going to let Weirs beat him with that driving lay-in. Now Henneberg on the right side gets double-teamed. She'll be called for traveling. And that'll give it back to the Lady Tigers. So turnovers back and forth here between the teams now. Here come the Lady Tigers with the basketball. Ava Armbruster. Armbruster left wing. Around the horn in the corner, down deep left side. They get it down to Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall holds the ball left wing. She'll try a three. Got it. Ashley Kirkendall nailed the three from out of the left elbow. She's got 5 points, and now it's back to a three-point ball game. They led by as much as 8, the Lady Griffins. Now we're sitting at 15-12 with 4:20 to go in the first half. Weirs has Armbruster reaching in on her. Flips it out to Henneberg on the right side. Henneberg hit a three out there a little bit ago. Now Matt Meyerly with the basketball in the paint. Meyerly had a look, didn't take the shot. Flips it out to the left side again to Weirs. Now Lily Swanson gets the ball back. Swanson finds Henneberg with the pass, and Weirs will reset the whole thing. Just past the four-minute mark to play here in the first half, Miley Weirs one-on-one against Armbruster. There's a ball stolen away on the steal. Elise Poppy. Poppy one-on-one with Lily Swanson. Lay-in up and good. Elise Poppy with the steal and the breakaway lay-in over Swanson. She's got 4 points, and it's a one-point basketball game, 15-14. Weirs to Lily Swanson. Long two up and good. Lily Swanson with the two, Miley Weirs with the assist. Found Lily standing at the free throw line, completely uncovered, and Lily turned and hit the little jumper. 17-14, after getting back within one there momentarily. Dillardell, here's a steal by Weirs. Weirs, in a foot race, one-on-one with Kirkendall, takes it in, driving lay-in up and good. Miley Weirs with the lay-in. He's got 12 points already, folks. 19-14, 5-point lead now. Paul City was back within one there momentarily. We're coming up on 3 minutes to play in the first half. Poppy puts it underneath. Oh, nice pass to Chase Nolte. Shot is up and good. Shore with the assist. Chase Nolte with her first bucket. Give the assist there to McKinley Shoal as she found Chase Nolte under the basket, uncovered. Back to a three-point lead now. Here's a three on the way. Miley Weirs, back of the iron, doesn't go. Rebound Tigers. Three on two, fast break. Bounce pass right side. Nolte has it taken away by Weirs. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Fall City. Maddie Jones back into the lineup. Reese McNeely also checking back in. Ava Armbruster will take a breather, as will Kirkendall. Or Shoal, rather, will set out. 19-16. The lead is three for Diller O'Dell. Fall City with the basketball under their own basket. Reese McNeely will trigger it in. Lobs it up top to Chase Nolte. She's going to have to chase it, trying to save it from going over the midcourt line. Ball is going to be grabbed up by Mallory Denner. Denner has it knocked away. Turnaround shot. Denner up and good. Mallory Denner out of nowhere, just kind of a desperation turn. 21-16. 5-point lead now once again for the Lady Griffins. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Lady Tigers down by five with the ball. Maddie Jones. Jones in traffic. She's going to be fouled. Jones was fouled on the floor. She tried to drive toward the basket on the right side of the lane. We'll see who they tag for this one. Foul is going to be called on Rachel Stanishek. On Stanishek, her second personal, team foul number five on the Lady Griffins. Inbound the pass to Elise Poppy. Poppy off to Kirkendall on the left elbow. Back to Poppy. She thought about the three. Around it goes to Reese McNeely, left wing. Back to Poppy. She goes between defenders in the paint. Has the ball knocked away by Denner. Grabbed up loose back up here by McNeely, who gets it to Jones. Jones, reverse layup. Nope, she stepped on the baseline. It'll be another turnover and give the basketball back to the Lady Griffins. Minute 43 left to play here in quarter number two. We're live from Diller O'Dell High School. Substitutes in again now for Fall City. Ava Armbruster back onto the floor. Also, McKinley Shoal checks back in. Down court comes Denner with the basketball. Mallory Denner to the right side to Lily Swanson. Miley Weir's taking a little break now. Moving toward the basket, the senior. Turnaround shot up and good. Oh, nice move to the bucket by Mad Meyerly. A little reverse left, then right, and flipped it into the basket. 23-16. This equals the biggest lead here, I believe. No, they were up by eight earlier. Now it's a seven-point lead. In the paint, there's Maddie Jones with a shot. Mad Meyerly tips the ball out to her teammate. Meyerly gets the ball over to Mallory Denner. And with a 1:05 to go in the first half, here comes Diller O'Dell, and another traveling call going to be assessed against Kiara Hinterberg. That'll turn it over. Hinterberg will lead the ball game, and Miley Weirs checks back in. 1:02 to go, first half, 23-16. 7-point lead here right now for Diller O'Dell. Fall City with the basketball. Ava Armbruster down court. Sets up the offense. To the left elbow, long three. Poppy up and off, no good. Weirs with the rebound. 45 seconds to play in the half. Weirs wants to go all the way in, coast to coast. Driving layup, got it, and she will be fouled. Miley Weirs, the freshman, took it right into the teeth of the defense, drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. On Armbruster, her second personal, team foul number five. At the line is Miley Weir. She missed her first free throw tonight, but she's made three in a row since for the and one. Shot is up and good. She's now 4 out of 5 from the line. 11. She's got 15 points already for the freshman in this 26-16 ball game. This is the biggest lead thus far for the Lady Griffins, up by 10 with 42 seconds left to play in the first half. Down court with the basketball come the Tigers. That's Poppy with the basketball. Poppy to the left side. On the far side, goes to the wing with it. Back to the top of the key to Poppy. In the corner, down deep. They tried to put it inside to Maddie Jones. The ball is tipped away from her. Whistle on a foul. Probably on Mad Meyerly is my guess. Meyerly was there swatting at the ball. On Mad Meyerly, that'll be her second personal, team foul number six. Not yet in the 1-1. We're down to 26 seconds to go. Meyerly will sit down with that second personal. In the replacer, Bailey Bilda checks back in. Into the corner, left side. Shot in the paint, up off, no, by Poppy. Rebound brought down by Denner. Mallory Denner with 20 seconds to go. Gives it up left side. Here's a three on the way. Up and off. No good. Rebound on the right side. Brought down by Stanishek. Rachel Stanishek. Outlet pass. Lily Swanson. Swanson top of the key. And we'll have traveling called on Swanson in the paint. It'll turn it over back to the Lady Tigers. They've got 8.5 seconds left with which to work here in the first half. Into the ballgame is Hannah Collier checking in. Collier into the ballgame. Down court it comes to Collier. She had a look across court. Pass stolen away from Poppy. Collier for a long three off the glass, though. Try for putback. Doesn't go. And at the half, the Delrodell Lady Griffins lead the Fall City Lady Tigers by 10, 26-16, our halftime score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this two-minute break on KTMC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Delrodell. At the half, the Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City 26-16 on halftime score. Individual scoring in the ballgame, Delrodell is led by freshman Miley Weirs. She has 15 points in the ballgame, including 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Lily Swanson has 4, 3 points for Kiera Hinterberg. Matt Meyerly with 2 and Mallory Denner with 2 for their total of 26. Scoring for the Fall City Tigers at the half, they're led by Ashley Kirkendall. She has 5 points. Elise Poppy with 4. Adding 3 was Chase Nolte. 2 points for Reese McNeely and 2 points for Maddie Jones. From the charity stripe, the Lady Tigers went 1 out of 5. 26-16, our halftime score. We've got a scoring update from East Atchison High School. The Sacred Heart Lady Irish leading East Atchison 32-14 at the half. That game being heard over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon has the call. Right now we'll take a two-minute timeout, then we'll check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farm superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. As we finish up the remainder of the work week, we will see temperatures in the 50s and 60s, and this is due to a ridge of high pressure situated over much of the Midwest. With it, we see these mostly sunny skies and a switch to more southerly winds. As we go into Saturday, we'll see a slight dip in temperature, but it's very short-lived as we warm back up on Sunday. Your forecast for tonight shows partly cloudy skies with a low of around 30. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Thursday will see sunny skies and a high around 50 degrees. And going into Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. We'll also see northwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Saturday, we see that drop in temperature with sunny skies and a high in the low 30s. But Sunday, we warm back up with sunny skies and we'll see a high around 50 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 49.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dense Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dense Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dense Country Meats. Your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Dillardell High School at the half. The Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Lady Tigers 26-16, our halftime score. Have another scoring update for you now from East Atchison over at Tarkill, Missouri. After three quarters, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish are leading the Lady Wolves of East Atchison 44-20 as the third quarter score in Tarkill. Of course, John Nixon has that game for you right now live on Sunny 101.3. Coming up later tonight, here we'll have the boys' varsity game, the second half of our doubleheader with the Griffins and the Tigers. I want to remind you, we've got more basketball later this week. Coming up Thursday night here on KTNC, John Nixon will be on the air Thursday, as he'll have HTRS traveling to Fall City. So Fall City fans, make a note of that. John Nixon will have the HTRS Titans and the Fall City Tigers on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, I'll have HTRS. I'll be over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, as the Titans travel to Johnson to take on the Johnson Brock Eagles. I'm excited about that one because Tara Stithight has graciously agreed to let us put the audio from Sunny 101.3 onto the video stream for Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. So that means folks that can't make it to Johnson Friday night, you'll be able to tune in to Johnson Brock. That's STRIV.TV. /Johnson Brock. Tune in there for the video stream and you'll pick up our Sunny 101.3 audio broadcast synced up perfectly with the picture. We think you'll enjoy that. We look forward to that coming up Friday night on Sunny 101.3. Right now we're ready to move to second half action here in Odell. It'll be Diller O'Dell's basketball. They inbound the pass to Miley Weirs. The freshman had 15 points in the first half of this one to help put her team up 26-16. Her pass goes to Mallory Denner. Denner puts a pass on the corner underneath that's stolen away and then stolen right back. Back comes Weirs on the fast break. Two on three here. Right side, tried to put it over to Matt Meyerly. Meyerly has the ball tipped away and stolen by Ashley Kirkendall. So a little bit of pinball back and forth. Now a down court pass looking in the right side for Scholl. Tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Mallory Denner. Kind of a loose cannon basketball here for the first 30 seconds of this quarter. The ball all over the place. A cross-court pass to the near side comes to Ashley Kirkendall. Deep corner, baseline left side, Maddie Jones. Skip pass across court to Scholl in the paint. Reese McNeely, open look, left side, Kirkendall for three. Hits the rim, off no good. Rebound, putback, up and good by Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones has 4 points. She got the putback. That pulls Fall City back within eight at 26-18. Here comes Weirs, guarded by Armbruster, and a whistle and a reach-in foul, trying to slap at the ball across the way on McKinley Scholl. On Scholl, her first personal, first team foul of the half on the Tigers. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KCNC studios on Stone Street in beautiful downtown Fall City. Here's a shot by Miley Weirs. It's up and off the left side of the rim. Won't go. Goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Lady Tigers. Fall City will get the ball back. Coach John Moore, who was honored for his 200th win last week before this game started tonight, they gave him a game ball. Pass underneath, all alone waiting for the basketball. Oh, great job. They got it under the basket to Maddie Jones. She was waiting and laid it off the glass and put it down. Maddie Jones has 6 points, four of them in this quarter. Here's Weirs moving to the hoop, as she often does. Diving right into the defense, and she will be fouled and put herself to the line once again. This time the foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall. That's Ashley's third personal, so she's going to leave the ball game. She'll go out. Not a shooting foul this time, so Weirs will just inbound it on the baseline to the right side under her own basket down here at the east end. We're high above the south side of this new gymnasium. In the corner is Miley Weirs, a cross-court pass. Mallory Denner for an open three. Got it. Boy, Mallory had no defenders within 15 feet of her, and she knows what to do with it. The 5'8 senior canned that one. Mallory Denner has 5 points now as she dropped into three. Here's a three on the way for the Lady Tigers. It's up. Off, won't go down. That was launched from the right wing by McKinley Scholl. And then the ball got tipped away out of bounds off of Fall City, and it'll belong to the Lady Griffins. 29-20. Griffins up by 9. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter here at Diller O'Dell. The freshman point guard Weirs, their leading scorer on the team, 15 points so far tonight, has the ball, gives to Mallory Denner. Right back it comes to Weirs. Ava Armbruster tasked with trying to stay on Weirs and cover her. Not an easy task. She gives the ball to Mad Meyerly. Meyerly with a nice feed pass into Lily Swanson. Swanson with a turnaround, tried for the shot to put it up. She will be fouled, and we'll put Lily Swanson at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul's going to be on McKinley Scholl. On McKinley, her second personal. At the free throw line, Lily Swanson shooting two. The first one is up and good. Lily is a 5'8 sophomore. She now has 5 points in tonight's ballgame. She'll have another shot coming here. Lily Swanson, second shot is up. This one is off the mark to the right. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Maddie Jones. Jones' outlet pass goes to Ava Armbruster. Reese McNeely in the corner to Maddie Jones. Under the basket, shot it up, got it. Maddie Jones has 6 points already in this quarter, 8 points in the ballgame. She drew the foul also. The basket counts, and Jones will be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Lily Swanson. On Lily, her second personal, first team foul of the half on the Lady Griffins. Reese McNeely will take a breather. Elise Poppy checks in now for the Lady Tigers. We're live tonight from Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. Maddie Jones, free throw is up, hits the back of the iron, and Matt Meyerly comes down with the rebound. Meyerly gets the outlet pass to Weir. Weir's all the way in, and they're going to say the basket went, but they're going to say the foul came on the floor before the shot. She got it through under the NBA continuation rules. She had a basket there. Foul is going to be called on Ava Armbruster, her third personal. That's three on Ava. And now Weirs will inbound it under the basket. She's going to have to hurry, running out of time. Gets it into Denver, to Denner, rather. Denner feeds it Lily Swanson. Swanson's shot is up. Rebound, follow shot, Matt Meyerly won't go. Rebound, follow shot, put up again by Denner. And a whistle and a foul, and Mallory Denner will be at the line to shoot two shots. They had three shots at it under there. Couldn't get it. Weirs put it up. Then Meyerly had a shot, and then Denner ended up getting fouled, and she'll be shooting two. Fouls on Ava Armbruster, and that's bad news for Fall City. Ava picked up her fourth personal. Free throw is up and good for Mallory Denner. Ava Armbruster, the starting point guard, just picked up her fourth personal. She'll leave the ball game. At least Poppy is in. Second free throw is up for Denner. This one is off the rim, no good. Chase Nolde comes down with the rebound. Nolde gets the outlet pass to Scholl. Scholl into forecourt to Nolde, right side. Reese McNeely driving lay-in. Oh, couldn't get the lay-in. And the rebound to Matt Meyerly. Meyerly had to muscle that one away from two or three defenders. Meyerly comes down with a defensive rebound. Here's Denner for three. Left elbow, got it. Mallory Denner, her second three-pointer of the quarter. Denner now has 9 points. Timeout taken. Fall City with 4:44 to play in the third period. It's 34-22. With the Griffins on top, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4 minutes, 44 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Odell. 34-22 our score. The Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City. After this, the second half of our doubleheader coming up, the boys' varsity game between Fall City and Diller Odell. Always a pleasure to make the trip out here to Odell. The hospitality is much appreciated that we receive here. The administration of Diller Odell does everything they can to make us as comfortable as possible. Great vantage point for the broadcast. Here's a long down court pass trying to get it to Maddie Jones. It's going to be tipped away by Hinderberg. Here at Hinderberg. Tipped it away and knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Fall City. Scholl will inbound it. Scholl lobs it into the corner. A ball stolen away by Denner. Denner, fast break to Weirs, and she travels with the ball. Mallory wanted to get it down to Weirs, and she couldn't get rid of the ball without getting a dribble. Ended up walking with the basketball and turns it back over to Fall City. Talking about the hospitality here, plus they got really good popcorn. Now the ball inbounded and tipped out of bounds, knocked away by Denner on the baseline. She touched it. Fall City still trying to get it inbounded. Poppy has the basketball across to Kirkendall. Kirkendall's dribble across the timeline. Now the spin move at the top of the key. Oh, all the way down to Maddie Jones. Jones against Hinderberg. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Hinderberg was there on defense. Now the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be tipped and touched last by Weirs. So Fall City will maintain possession of the basketball on the near side in the corner, left side of the basket. Inbound the ball. They get into Kirkendall. Back it comes down across court. Skip pass to the far right side. Denner tips it away over there. They were trying to get it to Elise Poppy all the way across. Mallory Denner jumped up and tipped the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. Now substitute into the ball game for Diller Odell. I may have to get some help on ID on this one. I have a young lady in there that wasn't on the roster. In the corner, right side, Tigers basketball. Top of the key, around to the left side with it. This is Elise Poppy. Poppy down into the corner. Ball tipped away and stolen by Lily Swanson. Down court, into forecourt, comes Kiara Henneberg. Top of the key, right side. Ball's nearly stolen. Now in traffic is Lily Swanson. Swanson falls to the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City. Probably on Maddie Jones. Nope, check that. It's going to go on Reese McNeely. McNeely picks up her first personal. May have to... I've got a ball player out here for Diller Odell wearing jersey 33, and as happens to us sometimes, she's not on my score sheet. She's not on the roster, not listed anywhere. Second shot is up. Rebound got away. It came out of the corner, tipped out of bounds. I'm going to have to get some help here to find out who number 33 is. Okay, now we know. She is on the roster. It's number 11. That's me. Vilda's at the line. Here's her shot up and good. So Vilda is wearing 33, and she makes the first free throw. She changed jerseys. She was wearing 11 earlier. Now she's got on 33. Second shot is up, and this one is off. Doesn't go. So Bailey Vilda is 33. 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. 35-22, a 13-point lead now for Diller Odell. Reese McNeely into forecourt, goes to Elise Poppy, feeds it into the corner. Maddie Jones in traffic. There's a huge collision. Vilda goes to the floor. Ball is tipped around. Nolde had it for a minute. She tips it out to McNeely. Back to the top of the key to Jones. Now Elise Poppy on the left side. Ball stolen away. Mallory Denner. Denner for a breakaway lay-in with Maddie Jones. Can't get to the basket. Now does do a turnaround shot. Jones blocks a shot. Takes down the rebound. Maddie Jones. Terrific job defensively. That trip down for the Lady Tigers. Jones tipped it away and then got the ball. Up to Elise Poppy. She'll bring it up the court. Ava Armbruster on the bench with four fouls here, the typical starting point guard. Poppy lobs it underneath to Jones. Her shot is up, bounces once, twice, won't go. Chase Nolde, rebound, follow shot, up and good. Chase Nolde with the putback. The senior has 5 points, and it's back to an 11-point ball game with 2.5 minutes to go. Here's driving lay-in, Miley Weirs. Tell you what, she's something. Miley Weirs, 17 points for the 5'8" freshman. Reese McNeely down court with her pass. Gets it to Kirkendall. Kirkendall has it tipped away from behind and knocked out of bounds. Ava Armbruster is going to re-enter the game playing with four personal fouls. Also checking back in is McKinley Scholl. Looks like Jones will take a breather. Who else is setting out? We'll pick it up here in a minute. Inbound the pass into the corner. Down on the right side, Kirkendall with the basketball. Top of the key, Ava Armbruster. Elise Poppy, long three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound, Scholl. Scholl, bounce pass up top, Armbruster. Again, it comes to Poppy. Lob pass underneath, Nolde. Muscles it up off the paint and good. Chase Nolde, back-to-back baskets. That pulls the Lady Tigers back within 11, 37-26. Minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Miley Weirs with the basketball, hands off to Mallory Denner, goes right back to Weirs with it, into the corner, down deep left side, Bailey Vilda. Vilda can't get to the baseline, good job defensively by Elise Poppy. A minute 33 to go in this quarter. Vilda, shot up baseline left side, no, doesn't get it. We had Bailey as wearing number 11 on the roster. She changed jerseys on us and put on 33. Something must have gone off with the jersey because she was wearing 11 earlier. Here's a shot from the right wing that's up and no good. That was put up on the baseline by Poppy. The rebound brought down by Denner. She gives it to Weirs. Weirs to Lily Swanson. Swanson driving layup, no. And the rebound pulled down by Kirkendall. Kirkendall out to Ava Armbruster. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. 37-26. 11-point Dillardell lead. 52 seconds to play in the third. Scholl is in the corner right side, guarded by Lily Swanson. Across the court, skip pass comes to the right side. Poppy for three. Got it. Elise Poppy hits the three from the right side. She's got seven now, and it's 37-29, back to an eight-point lead. The lead is down to eight with 30 seconds to play in this third quarter. Weirs just letting the clock wind down as she brings it up between the rings to the top of the circle. Flips to Mallory Denner on the left wing. Denner has the ball tipped away from her by Scholl. Gets the ball back and hands it back to Weirs. Weirs dribbles around Scholl, works to the left side of the lane with 10 seconds. Up top to Lily Swanson. Swanson in the paint to Denner on the right wing. Back to Weirs. Weirs pulls up for the three. The step back that's off, no good. Rebound follow shot will go for a buildup. We've got a whistle and a foul as the buzzer sounded, and Bailey's buildup is going to be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots as time expires. Right now we're standing 37-29. That foul is going to be on Ava Armbruster. That is her fifth. She just fouled out of the ball game on the final play here of the third quarter. Now Vilda at the line. She's one out of two so far. Misses the first one. She will have a second attempt coming here. Bailey Vilda. Seems to be some discussion whether it was a two-shot deal or not. Yep, now they decide it was. So she'll be handed the basketball. Here comes her second attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is good. She got one out of two. That makes it 38-29, our score after three quarters. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after three quarters here at Odell, the Dinner Odell Lady Griffins are leading the Falls City Lady Tigers by 9, 38-29 our score. Falls City with the basketball as we move into the fourth quarter of action. At the point guard, top of the key up here now is Ashley Kirkendall. The ball gets away from her, goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. On the final second play there of that third quarter, Ava Armbruster fouled out and picked up her fifth personal, so the Tigers are without their starting point guard. Not so the case for Dylan Rodell. They have Miley Weirs, their freshman point guard, very much active out here. 17 points, 15 of them in the first half. Weirs handling the basketball the whole time we're talking, and she got called for a five-second call. Didn't advance the ball there, being guarded out by Elise Poppy. Tigers get the ball back. Inbound the pass comes to Poppy into the corner in traffic. Reese McNeely off the glass up and good. Reese McNeely has 4 points in the ball game. Makes it suddenly a seven-point ball game. Lady Tigers mounting a comeback here. They got to stay on Miley Weirs. Now at least Poppy has got that job. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. Good defensive aggressive play by McKinley Scholl. Knocked the ball out of the hands over here. Mallory Denner out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Griffins. Weirs will inbound it. Miley Weirs will inbound it in the corner on the right side. Lobs it into Lily Swanson, comes right back to Weirs, and she'll go between the rings on the dribble and back it out near the midcourt circle. Elise Poppy comes out to give chase. Weirs directing traffic behind the back dribble, goes around Poppy, now backs it out and retreats again to the midcourt circle. On the left elbow, pass goes to Mad Meyerly. Meyerly with the basketball, bounce pass top of the key. In the paint goes Mallory Denner. Denner feeds it to Weirs. They're running a little weave. Weirs into Lily Swanson. Shot is up by Swanson. Blocked away by Maddie Jones, and Jones gets the defensive rebound. Good defensive play. Now with a chance for the Tigers to get a little farther into this seven-point deficit. They're down 38-31. Right side in the corner, Maddie Jones. Top of the key. Poppy for three. Prince from front of the rim off, no good, and the rebound to Mallory Denner. Denner, outlet pass, gets it down to Miley Weirs. Weirs pushes it down in a hurry. Picked up by Poppy on defense. Weirs in the paint, floater, shot off the rim, no. Rebound pulled down underneath by Elise Poppy. Whistle on the foul is going to be called, I think, on Lily Swanson. Swanson's going to get tagged for the personal on Lily. That is her third personal, team foul number two of the half on the Griffins. Here's Chase Nolte back into the lineup now for Fall City, replacing Reese McNeely. With 6:15 to go in the ballgame, 38-31, Lady Tigers trail by seven. On the left wing with the ball, Poppy puts it into Maddie Jones. She tried to force a ball into the paint, stolen away nicely by Mad Meyerly. Meyerly flips the ball out to Weirs. Weirs down court. Here's a collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Miley Weirs. Weirs picks up her second personal of the game, team foul number three of the half on Dylan Rodell. 5:59 to play in the ballgame, a seven-point contest. Lady Tigers trailed by a bunch a while ago, and they have battled their way back into this thing. They were down by 10 at halftime. Got down by as much as 12. In the paint, they feed it inside to Jones. Jones goes up with a shot. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mallory Denner. On Denner, that will be her first personal, team foul number four. And at the free throw line, Maddie Jones. Maddie is 0 for 4 from the line tonight. They're shooting two. First one is up and banks it off the glass. The bank shot, it was well long and high up on the backboard. Came straight off the glass and went in the hole for it. Maddie Jones with 9 points. This would put her in double figures. Second shot is up. No. Back of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Mad Meyerly. Mad Meyerly flips it out here to Weirs. Weirs goes underneath the Vilda. Back it comes to Weirs in the corner. Jump shot for two, right side, no. Fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds off of Mad Meyerly, and the ball will belong to the Tigers. Ball City's basketball with 5.5 minutes left to play. Down by six, 38-32 in the corner. Scholl puts it underneath. There's Jones off the glass, up and good, and she fouled. Maddie Jones got the basket and drew the foul. Maddie Jones now in double figures has 11 points in this game. Another chance to go to the line. She is 1 out of 6 from the free throw line here for the and one. Free throw is up and off. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Follow shot. Chase Nolte up. Couldn't get it. She'll be fouled. And we'll put Chase Nolte to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Lily Swanson. That's her fourth personal. So now Chase Nolte goes to the line. She's 1 out of 2 from the line, shooting 2 here. Free throw on the way up and got it. All of a sudden, you look up at the scoreboard, and it's a 3-point contest. 38-35 with Nolte at the line. Timeout taking Dylan Rodell. We'll step aside, be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTMC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank
at 107.1 FM.
Well, with 5 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the ballgame, we've got a whole new contest. The Fall City girls have been trailing by a significant margin throughout most of this ballgame, and suddenly it's a 3-point contest, 38-35, and on top of that, we have Chase Nolte at the line with another free throw coming up. She could cut this to a 2-point deficit. Plenty of time here, 5:19 on the clock. Coach John Moore took the timeout to try and settle his girls down here a little bit. Tigers have got all the momentum going for them. Let's see what Nolte can do here at the line. She's hit 2 out of 3. Chase has 8 points in the ballgame tonight. Shooting the second of 2 here, coming out of the timeout. Nolte takes aim. The left-handed shot is up, and it is short off the rim. The rebound comes down to Mad Meyerly. All right, 38-35. Dylan Rodell up by three. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Into forecourt. With it comes Miley Weirs off to Mallory Denner, left elbow. Denner reverses it, comes back again and finds Weirs with it. Henneberg in the lineup now down in the corner on the left side. Zilda gives it up to Miley Weirs, and Weirs patient here with a three-point lead to the right side to Mallory Denner. Denner looks inside the paint, nothing there, comes up to Henneberg with it. Henneberg, Miley Weirs driving layup left side, and again she took it right to the basket and again drew the foul. That happens time after time. The Fall City girls step there in front of her, and she just runs right up their front side, draws the foul, and finds herself at the line. Miley Weirs does a great job of that. Maddie Jones gets her first personal team foul, number 9, at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. Miley Weirs, first one is up and good. Miley has now hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, has 18 points in the ballgame. The freshman takes aim for her second free throw. It's up, and this one is in and out of there. And the rebound comes down to McNeely. McNeely, outlet pass, down court with it. Finds Kirkendall. Kirkendall across the timeline, works down deep in the corner, low post left side. Across court pass, Poppy for a long two that doesn't go. Rebound, Nolde saves it from going out of bounds, tips it into Vilda. Bailey Vilda down court. Here she comes. Miley Weirs driving way in off. No. And this time no foul. Rebound pulled down by Chase Nolde. Nolde out that pass. Elise Poppy. Poppy down court. Kirkendall back up top to Poppy. 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. 39-35. It's a four-point contest. Lob pass inside looking for Jones. Stolen away by Miley Weirs. Reese McNeely tried to lob it into Jones, couldn't get it to her. Miley Weirs gets the steal. Weirs will bring it up court. Showell up off the bench, waiting to check into the lineup for the Lady Tigers. Mallory Denner retreats and backs it far out onto the left elbow. Driving toward the hoop. Mad Miley goes up with a shot. Got it blocked away nicely by Chase Nolde. Nolde with some good defense there. Down court it comes. Here's Maddie Jones. Timeout taken Fall City. 3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. It's 39-35. Dylan Rodell by 4. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we've got a dandy going here, folks. 39-35. It's a four-point Dylan Rodell lead. Fall City has the basketball, a chance to cut into it. Plenty of time left here for the Lady Tigers. 3:30 to play in the ballgame. Dylan Rodell trying to hang on after leading by a significant margin throughout the whole ballgame. Here come the Tigers, back to live action. Elise Poppy with the basketball into the corner. Reese McNeely on the right side, back up top to Poppy. Across court it comes to Shoal. Shoal, right side, there's McNeely. Jump shot off the glass. Oh, wouldn't go. McNeely had a nice look, couldn't get it. And the rebound pulled down by Vilda. Vilda, out that pass to Weirs, and Weirs will bring it up court. Elise Poppy waits for her at midcourt to pick her up defensively. 3 minutes to play in the ballgame now. Four-point contest. There's Miley Weirs to the right side. Mallory Denner with her pass. Inside it goes. Moving toward the hoop. Bounce pass right side. Into the corner. Henneberg handles it. Kara Henneberg, top of the key, back up to Weirs. And now it looks like Dylan Rodell just content to run some clock here. A lot of time left. 2:44 on the clock. Weirs all the way in, driving layup, and she will be fouled. And Miley Weirs, this sounds like a recording, I realize. Miley Weirs drives the basket, gets fouled, goes to the line to shoot two. The freshman at the line shooting 2 shots. Maddie Jones picks up her second personal. Team foul number 10. At the free throw line, Miley Weirs shooting 2. Free throw is on the way up, and this one is off. She missed one. Miley has now made 5 out of 8, and she has 18 points. 5 of 8 at the charity stripe. Down to 2:39 to go. Weir's second free throw is up. This one is up and good. She got it. 19 points now for Miley Weirs, the freshman. 40-35. The lead is 5. Here come the Tigers down court. Elise Poppy, right side, takes it in. Goes up with a shot. It'll be blocked and a whistle and a foul. Matt Meyerly had a lot of basketball, I've got to admit. But the official says the foul is going to be on Meyerly, her third personal. And that will send it to the free throw line, Elise Poppy. Poppy has not been to the charity stripe. She has 7 points. First free throw is up. Hits the back of the iron and popped out. She'll have another attempt coming. Down to 2:29 to go in the game. It's 40-35, a 5-point lead. Poppy's second free throw is up, and it is off. No good. The lead remains at 5 after a pair of missed free throws. Weirs down court. Poppy chases her. Weirs goes around Poppy into the paint. There she goes. Driving lay-in up and good. And she will be fouled. Miley Weirs got the basket and drew the foul. She's got 21 points now in the game. The foul's on Chase Nolte, her second personal. At the free throw line for the and one is Miley Weirs. 21 points in the game. Shot is up and good. She's got 22 now. And it's 43-35. The lead is 8. Miley Weirs kind of taking things over here, the freshman, in the late going. The lead is back to 8 as we near the 2-minute mark. Tigers need to score early and often. Long three up short. Chase down. Safe from going out of bounds. And Miley Weirs comes up with the basketball. Ashley Kirkendall chased down that errant ball and flipped it back in bounds. And Weirs comes up with it. She'll be fouled once again. And Miley Weirs will be right back at the line shooting 2 shots. This young lady has a knack for getting herself to the line. Elise Poppy called for the personal, her first. We're past the 10 team fouls, so Miley Weirs will be shooting 2 here. Free throw is on the way up and good. He's got 23. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the individual stats and numbers. Fill you in on how your favorite player did tonight here in Odell. Miley Weirs, second free throw is on the way up. This one is good also. Got them both. Weirs with 24 points. Down court come the Tigers with the basketball. Elise Poppy being double-teamed on the right sideline. Got rid of it to Reese Nolte. Nolte into the corner. Down deep baseline right side. Maddie Jones. She's double-teamed. Jones needs help. Bounce pass comes up to Poppy. Timeout taken Fall City with a minute 39 to go in the ballgame. 45-35. Jill Rodell up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Miley Weirs has 24 points. She scored all 7 of Dill Rodell's points here in this fourth quarter. She's made a basket full of free throws. I think I've got her now 9 of 12 from the free throw line. And she's kind of single-handedly propelled the Lady Griffins back out to a 10-point lead after Fall City had battled back to within 3. 45-35 our score now. Dill Rodell up by 10 with a minute 39 to play. Fall City has the basketball in forecourt. They inbound it. Kirkendall across court to Poppy. Poppy to the right side. Kirkendall lost the handle on it. Underneath it goes to Maddie Jones. Jones forces up a shot. She'll get fouled, and I think Maddie Jones will be at the line now where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Most likely this is on Vilda. Yes, it is. On Bailey Vilda, that's her second personal. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones shooting 2. The first one is up. Ooh, in and out of there. Rimmed around and wouldn't go. Maddie's had a struggle tonight at the line. She's 1 of 8 from the free throw line. She is in double figures, has 11 points. She leads the Tigers in scoring. The second one is up, and it's off also. Matt Meyerly comes down with a rebound for the Griffins. Miley Weirs down court, dribbles between 2 or 3 defenders, now backs out onto the left elbow to the top of the key to Denner. Denner, again it comes to Weirs. Weirs thought about a 3 over there. A minute 10 to play in the ballgame and a 10-point lead. They're content just to run some clock here. Here comes Weirs trying to put a pass down to Vilda, whistle and a foul, and Miley Weirs is going to be right back at the line. She's such a tenacious ball handler that she's tough to guard. The foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall, her fourth personal. Weirs back at the line. She's 9 of 12 so far. Make that 10 of 13 as she hit that one. And with 106 to go, it's an 11-point lead now. Don't forget, boys basketball coming up after this, second half on the doubleheader. This shot is up, and she missed one. Rolled off the right side. Long down-court pass comes to Kirkendall. A cross-court pass. Hannah Collier for three. She got it. Hannah Collier hits a three from the right elbow. Young lady, you give her an open look, she's going to nail it. She did there. Weirs down-court with a basketball. Huge collision. Matt Meyerly going to get caught walking with the ball. Turns it over. We're down to 46 seconds to go. Hannah Collier was left standing out there about 3 feet outside the right side arc on the elbow. Nobody guarded her. She nailed it. Nothing but nylon. 46-38. The lead is back down to 8. Here's a reverse lay-in by Jones. Foul is going to be on the floor, though. Maddie Jones will be at the line. The foul is going to be called on Bailey Vilda. Vilda picks up her third personal. Maddie Jones at the line. Hannah Collier sets out. Reese McNeely checks back in. Maddie Jones. Free throw is up. Got it. Got one to fall. She's now hit 2 out of 10 from the line. Another shot coming here. 40 seconds left to play. Shot is up for Jones. Up and off. No good. Rebound chased after. The ball got away. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Diller Odell. Down to 37 seconds to play. A 7-point ball game. 46-39. Full court pressure applied by the Lady Tigers. They inbound it to Miley Weirs. Weirs down court. Poppy gives chase. Jones gives chase. Guess what? They fouled her. Foul on Maddie Jones. Well, Miley Weirs goes back to the line once again. She has made a basket full of free throws. I'll add them up and we'll have that totals for you in the postgame show. Free throw is up and good. She'll have another one coming. Makes it 47-39, an 8-point lead with 33.5 seconds to go. Miley Weirs at the line. Free throw is on the way. It's good. She made 2 more. Weirs has got a basket full of points. Down court for the Tigers. Here comes McKinley Scholl to the left side in the corner. Jones for 3. Got it from the left side. Maddie Jones just nailed a 3 from the low post left corner. Foul on the inbound pass. Matt Meyerly caught the ball. I think we're going to put Matt Meyerly to the line with just 21 seconds left to play. Our score 48-42, a 6-point ball game. Matt Meyerly, 5'10 senior, has 2 points in the ball game so far tonight on 1 field goal. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots. Meyerly takes aim. Free throw is up and good. Matt Meyerly will be joining me here in the broadcast booth for the boys' varsity game tonight. Looking forward to having her on the air with us once again. Matt Meyerly's second free throw is up. This hits the back of the iron and won't go. And the rebound brought down by Hannah Collier, who's back into the lineup. Collier to the left side, Kirkendall. Up top it comes, Scholl. Kirkendall tries a 3, partially blocked. Elise Poppy with a rebound, try for a put back, whistle and a foul. Elise Poppy will go to the line. 8.8 seconds to play, 49-42. Foul on Miley Weirs, her third. 49-42, Dill Rodell up by 7 with Poppy at the line. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight, has 7 points. This one is up and good. Elise Poppy with 8 points now tonight. Again, we invite you to be with us for our postgame show with the rundown, and then, of course, the second half of our doubleheader, the boys' game coming up. Second shot is up and good also for Elise Poppy. Makes it back to a 5-point ball game with 8.8 seconds. Not a lot of point and foul on this young lady because you know what she's going to do, but they did. They fouled Miley Weirs. Foul's going to be called on McKinley Scholl, her third personal, and Weirs goes back to the line. She has shot 15 free throws tonight. She's currently 11 out of 15. I'm sorry, 11 out of, there we go, 12 out of 15. This one is up and good. She just keeps putting them in. Got to be getting close to 20 points now, or well over 20 points now. Miley Weirs, second free throw attempt is on the way up. Got it. 5.3 seconds to go. 51-44. Long shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. Rebound to Diller Odell. There's the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Diller Odell Lady Griffins 51 and the Fall City Tigers 44. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Bogdan Superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We are an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Diller Odell High School, where the Lady Griffins have just defeated the Lady Tigers 51-44, our final score. Diller Odell with the win. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Diller Odell Lady Griffins, a big night for their freshman point guard, Miley Weirs. Miley Weirs finishes the ball game tonight with 29 points in the contest. She hit 14 out of 18 from the free throw line alone just for Miley. So she led all scoring with 29. 9 points tonight for Mallory Denner. With 5 was Lily Swanson. Adding 3 points, Kiara Hinderberg. Matt Meyerly also had 3. And 2 points for Bailey Vilda for their total of 51 points. From the charity stripe, Diller Odell hit 19 out of 28 free throws, including 14 of 18, as we said, for Miley Weirs. For the Fall City Tigers, one girl in double figures, Maddie Jones led the way. She had 15 points tonight. Elise Poppy finished with 9. Right behind her was Chase Nolde, adding 8 in the ballgame. 5 for Ashley Kirkendall, Reese McNeely with 4, and Hannah Collier added 3 with a tray there near the end of the ballgame for Fall City's total of 44. Fall City fell behind by as much as 12, battled back to within 3 late in the fourth quarter before finally losing by 7, 51-44. From the charity stripe, the Tigers went 5 out of 18 from the free throw line compared to 19 of 28. For the Lady Griffins, so a 14-point differential at the charity stripe in the 7-point loss. 51-44, your final score tonight, Diller Odell with the win in the girls' game. The nightcap coming up, our second half of our doubleheader, will be the boys' varsity game. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes with the pregame show for the boys' game, so we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom at the KTNC studios, and we'll be back on in about 15 minutes for that boys' contest. Don't go away. Lots more basketball coming up on KTNC.